Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Break immediately in my mouth.
Oh, that's what I like.
Yeah.
Don't forget one thing. I was eating this sometimes twice a day.
Yeah, and I'm not a big bacon guy myself, but I did happen to have some good bacon out east.
There was one place where I had bacon. This guy had bacon to die for.
Well, you almost did.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean, sir?
That's not driving around with that one.
Stuart, how about your team? Number zero, getting the job done. A little history.
Please.
What do you mean, please? Did you watch it? Did you hear about it?
I heard about it, yes.
And?
So?
We haven't
seen that before?
He threw up only 23 times before in the history of the game.
So? I'm happy for him, and I didn't realize what he was going through, and I felt bad for him.
You're tough to please. Guy throws a perfect game, and you give it a so.
You know what? Near perfect game, I was more impressed with, right?
Yeah, 41. I know.
That night, Sal. That was electric. Oh, good grief! The crowd went nuts.
I'm sure. I
was going crazy that night in '69.
Yeah.
I mean, it was unbelievable. Then sitting eight rows behind home plate, and it's like, whoa.
And then he gave up a base hit.
Yeah, but we still applauded. We still went crazy because, you know what? The Mets caught the Cubs and put Leo DeRosa and smacked him in the face.
When you say we, you're referring to who?
Me and my friend, Richie.
Oh, okay.
Let him rest in peace.
Oh, he passed away, Richie?
Yeah, 28 years old.
Jeez, that's terrible. I'm sorry to hear
Matt, let's say this much. We told him to pay the people back that he owed money to.
Wait a minute. You think he was
whacked? He owed money to loan sharks.
And they...
A half a mil.
In 1980?
He owed $500,000. And they got him. They killed him.
How do you know? You're just guessing or you're assuming?
No, not guessing. I knew he owed the money. Oh. Me and a couple of friends, when I told him to pay the money off, we said something's going to happen. And guess what? It did. And he was adopted by two people. Right? He was an adopted child. And his adopted parents, 4 and 5 years later, they died because of the heartbreak.
Oh, God. Did I say terrible? More? No, that's terrible. Please don't say more. You're bringing me down now.
No, I'm not. This is not a lie. This is the truth.
I thought this was the friend. No, I know it's the truth. I thought this was the friend that you had a falling out with.
No.
That's another friend.
Yeah.
And how are we doing on that?
Forget that.
What are you eating right now? Will you get a little cereal? What's going on there?
No. I wake up around 2:30 every morning.
And what are you eating? A banana?
No.
What are you eating?
English muffin.
Oh, okay. With what? A little butter? A little cream cheese? What are we looking at?
A little butter.
Yeah, I love a good English muffin. Thomas's?
One thing. That friend, that's done.
Okay.
That's done. Because you want to know where he is, what the people he listens to tell him to get off the phone every time they see him on the phone.
Right. So he's not allowed to talk to you?
No.
Is it because you're a bad influence, potentially?
No, the person that he's living with doesn't like me.
Hey,
reason, I have no idea.
Well, I mean, I can think of a few. Hey, do you know that tomorrow is it's my last overnight show?
We I know that.
I'm just saying, like, our calls here, it's coming to an end. You know that.
Well, no, it's not coming to an end. We'll find you.
All right. I mean, you could still call the midday show, of course. Yeah, it might not be the same.
What are the chances of me getting through?
Like, do you think BT is in a, you know, Bacon and Megan Thee Stallion?
No, he's not into that.
I don't know. We could ask him and find out, right?
He's not into Megan Thee Stallion. Please.
You don't think so? What about Cardi B? No?
No. I told you.
I'll ask him the first show. I don't care. Do you think BT knows who Megan Thee Stallion, Cardi B, Nicki Minaj are?
He don't even know who. He might know who Tamia is.
He who? Which one did you say
Tamia.
There? Oh, well, maybe not. I mean, I didn't know who she was either, so we have to put him on to her.
And did you know she's married to Grant Hill?
I did, yeah. We remember we discussed this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But this is going back 20-something years, that picture.
Yeah.
But she was hotter than Riri and all the rest of them.
Yeah. Well, anyway.
All right? But that's besides the point. I'm happy for Herman, and I'm happy they won. But they're still not
nice
going
transition.
Anywhere. Where are they going?
Well, what do you mean where they're going? They're going to win another series. Are they going to go to the playoffs?
And go where?
To the World Series. You heard it here first. Yankees are going. I said this weeks ago, if not months ago. Yankees are going to the World Series, Stuart. I feel it in my bones.
Hey, what about the Mets?
No, the Mets are going home. The Mets are done. They're toast. Over.
You want to know what? I didn't catch what Steve said.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Steve Cohen, what did he exactly say?
You know, not much. And thank you for the call, Stuart, as always. I'll miss you the most. He didn't really say anything new. He said that Epler and Buck aren't going to be fired. He said that he will, and I'm paraphrasing here, that he will reevaluate the team as we get closer to the deadline. But basically, if the team stays playing the same way, then there's no way he's going to add and has his team, the management team, preparing for all different scenarios. That was basically it. The only thing I might be a little scared off about is I don't think the Mets are going to be spending as much money as they did this year, next year. They're going to be looking to cut down that payroll a little bit. And that they need to build through the farm. That's the only way to have sustained success. I can't believe it. Domingo Herman throws a perfect game and Stewart's like, yeah, so what? Wow. Some people are just impossible to please.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years, guaranteed, on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming and 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Talk New York sports with us. 877-337-6666. Powered by Superbook Sports. Visit superbook.com.
Sal Licata back on the Fan. Going till 5 a.m. The warm-up show with Al and Jerry. 877-337-6666. Talking about Domingo Herman making history last night. Still hard to believe. Domingo Herman throwing a perfect game. Some fans just have it all. And the Yankees, you know, even though they haven't been to or won a World Series since 2009, the Yankee fans continue to get these great moments, historic moments, while the Met fan gets to sit there and watch the owner talk about how disappointing this season is. Come on. On the same day, Steve Cohen addresses the media saying how the Mets have, you know, disappointed and has to, you know, give the, you know, the confirmation that Epler and Buck aren't getting fired. and talk about how disappointed the team is and that they might be sellers on the same day that all this is taking place. Oh, and by the way, the Mets lose. Surprise, surprise. The Mets haven't won a series in June. Have not won a series in June. I don't know if you know this, but June's over. They have, I mean, you know, the coming days. The series in June's are the series that take place in June are over. Mets didn't win a series, period. On the same day of all that, Domingo Germán throws a perfect game. 24th perfect game in the history of Major League Baseball. Jack is calling from the Upper West Side. What's up, Jack?
Yeah, and our guy Stewart just gets a yawn out of the perfect game. It's
unbelievable. You know,
your scream at the beginning of the night just summed it all up. I got really nothing at all to say about the Mets. Just nothing. It's just a disaster day, you know.
Jack, it's one of the worst years. It might be the worst, based on expectations, one of the worst in franchise history.
Definitely rates, because the expectations were so high. But, you know, I was enjoying listening to you and Marco and Fleegs, and I'm really going to miss the tremendous banter the three of you all share. Like, I've never given Marco the shout-out. He does such tremendous work, and, you know, the three of you, you know, all are such great peers, smart guys, great humor. You know, it just cracks me up hearing Marco say, I'm going to put on a good T-shirt, you know, and finding the Ritz crackers when he raids the kitchen. You just got to love that guy. So I hope there'll be reunions in the daytime for the three of you.
Well, we appreciate that. It's been fun to be able to hang out and you know, do this show at these hours with Fleegs and Marco. They've been great. I mean, as you know, if you listen, we regularly involve all, you know, the three of us are talking about sports and just talking about life in general. So it's been fun to be able to have those guys to talk to.
And it's entertaining, but it seems effortless, too. You guys are just so natural together. You know, don't get mad at me, Sal, but you go back. You know, you sat behind the desk listening to Mike and the dog, and I'm so happy that, you know, sports is going to be the primary focus of daytime WFAN, and I know you guys will all cover that, the four of you. But, you know, what I think one of the things that made Mike and the dog so great was they kept those phone lines going. They shared their moments, but they kept the phones going. And I've heard so many callers this week who we love, you know, callers who are just, it's just fantastic to hear from them. And they, you know, some of them, like, you know, some of them almost in tears, about how hard it is to get through in the day. And I know you can't give people 10 minutes in the daytime, but I just, please don't get mad at me. I just think that, you know, sometimes in the daytime now when they have the pairs, it's just so much emphasis on, you know, that repartee between the two hosts that they just minimize the calls. And I just think you've seen how calls can function even in the daytime. Like, you can still rip through calls, and you can still give your great callers their time. And so, I you know, I'm not. You are so wonderful. You're so natural on TV and what you do that I don't want you to think I'm telling you how to do your job. But I just feel like those.
No,
callers,
I mean,
are such a big,
I understand.
You know what I mean?
I understand what you're saying, Jack. And I'm not taking. And thank you for the call. You're entitled to your opinion. And you know, we're going to figure out how we're going to try to do the show together. I mean, I have an idea of how I want to do a show, but it's not my show anymore. It's our show, so it's different. But as far as I know right now, I mean, we take calls. I mean, I filled in on that time slot plenty before, and I expect to have calls be a part of the show the way that I feel like they've always been. So it's different, of course, than the overnight where you have a co-host to talk to, so you're taking less calls just because of that. So, I mean, it's not the way that it is here. And that's why I talked about earlier how that's what makes, to me, this time slot so special, is that I need to be able to talk to the callers. It's a bonding that happens between the overnight host and the callers because we're talking sports to each other. I don't have a partner. I don't have a co-host here. You are the co-host. And because it's the overnight, you get more time on the phone. I'm not going to give you, you know, 30 seconds the way that I would maybe during the day where it's a, hey, you call up, give your quick point, and then we move on. Here we talk and have full conversations. And then now you get to have that with Chris McMonagle, with C-Mac. So you know, you still get to do it on this time slot. I don't know how different it's going to be during the day. I'm going to learn, but it's going to be different. No doubt about it. Gary is calling from Mayapack. What's up, Gary?
Hey, Sal, I had to make a point to get through to you one of these last two nights to say thank you for all you do. I couldn't be happier for you, Sal, getting your shot in the midday. It goes to prove if you work hard or not, and you work hard and you continue to believe, good things will happen. And you know what? I'm very happy for you. I'm sad for myself. You will be missed, especially by hockey fans like me.
What are we going to do? C-Mac, though, is a Rangers fan, and that's nice. But you're right. I'm going to miss coming on right after a Rangers playoff game, Gary, and talking to you.
Yeah, I haven't had that since Beningo used to do it, and maybe Steve Summers. Mm-hmm. No one else talks hockey. You carry the torch for the entire station, and I know hockey's not a big ratings maker, so in the midday, it may be, you know, not talked about too much.
Yeah, if the Rangers are a story, it's not like I talked about it all the time. I mean, maybe a little bit more than normal, but if the Rangers are the story in the postseason, you better believe I'll be talking about it.
Awesome. I'm looking forward to that. The passion that you two guys are going to bring is going to be off the charts. That's going to be fun. And if I can, you know, end my calls with you, what a Ranger point. Tonight was the draft. We drafted a guy 23rd that they said should have went top 10 in Gabriel Perreault.
Yeah, here we go. Right. I mean, come on, right? Gary. You know, I was on the overnights for Lafreniere. I was on the overnights for Kaapo Kakko. I'm still waiting for those guys to have a positive impact. And now I'm getting excited about this guy that supposedly dropped to them. Come on.
You're right. 132 points, but in 63 games, 2 points a game. I'm just hoping that one of these draft picks, you know, goes our way. Hey, listen, Henrik was drafted 205, and I think Igor was 118. So it doesn't
Yeah, I know you're right. It doesn't. And as a matter of fact, I'd rather have the later pick than the top picks because clearly you have different expectations. So with Lafreniere, with Kakko, the expectations were that they were going to be impactful studs right away, essentially. If not right away, then soon thereafter. And they weren't, and it's disappointing. So now this guy I have no expectations for whatsoever, and maybe he'll be an impact player for him.
Again, Sal, thank you,
hey,
man.
Did you get your season? I appreciate that, Gary. Did you get your season tickets yet or what? The schedule came out.
Yeah, I got them. I don't like the schedule this year. I don't know if you've seen it. They're opening up at home. They got two games on the road. Then they got the Coyotes for the opener. I got that game. Unfortunately. To get that game, I had to, eat two preseason games. But games against the Islanders and the Devils, they're not playing those teams until, February and then in the early spring. And before I go south, mm-hmm. I just need one last whistle from you. Hot fans suck.
Yeah,
thanks,
Gary.
Good luck.
I love you, Gary. Thank you very much. Ooh, that gives me goosebumps. I love it, Gary. I am going to miss this. I got to take it to the midday. I can't hold that stuff back. I mean, I met Poppin. Very nice guy. Bleep the Rangers. Yeah. Yo. Who is that saying that? I have no idea. Oh, the whistles were fun. I'll tell you, I do love coming on after the games, especially those big games. We had a nice, you know, unfortunately, the Rangers-Devils didn't go the way that I had hoped, but still, it was nice to be on after that postseason series. Last year, having that run, it was fun. Appreciate the call, Gary. Chris is calling from Beacon. What's up, Chris?
Yeah, let's just get these two nights over with.
You're back for more? I mean, my goodness, I thought you said your goodbyes yesterday.
Tomorrow I'll say my goodbyes and, you know, well wishes and blah, blah, blah. All these calls that make me sick. and just the U, and I do agree with that. The U and Marco and Fleeks is going to be very missed. And then you follow up with Stewart. You're really trying to rub it in at this point, Sal. You're really just trying to, you know, dig into that wound right there. But
I'm closing strong. What do you mean? And
yeah, you know, I'm gonna miss those you three on the football season with the picks.
Darn it! I forgot about that.
Yep, that's over.
What was the system? I totally forgot.
I don't know what you called it. It was picks. What is it? Something with the picks.
Perfect parlay.
Perfect parlay, right?
Perfect. Yeah, picks. Maybe.
It was great, though. It was
I forgot about that. We had so much fun. We did it for like 6 weeks, and that was it.
Yeah, hottest picks in the game. That's over, you know?
Hottest picks in the game is over. Do you, Fleeks, do you remember the segment that we had? What was our pick segment called?
Yeah, the perfect parlay.
Perfect
parlay. Like a couple months
parlay.
Yeah, no, I don't remember. I'm losing it. I did the perfect parlay, I remember, for Superbook. I didn't know. I thought we had a different name.
Because, and that gave you the idea to then bring it to the overnight. Because remember, we did not start at the beginning of the season.
Right, okay, right. All right, yeah, but that was fun. You're right. I got to bring that to the midday. I got to write that down. All these ideas here that are.
Yeah, great. Yeah, you, BT, and freaking Hoff.
We're going to
enjoy. And enjoy all this new stuff that you created over here with the overnight people. You know, I just hope the people during the day do not appreciate any of that. Okay, because this is our stuff. Okay, we started this stuff. They want to take it now, and this is why I'm disgraced with the fan right now. I'm disgusted of what transpired.
Oh, you stop it! You're disgusted with the Mets, not with us or me.
No. Tell you, when you came on 2 years ago, you were, please call. I cannot do this for 5 hours straight with no one calling. And now I'm calling tonight. I'm literally have to call for like the busy signal for an hour and a half at 2 or 3 in the morning. And it's never like that.
Yeah.
But now it's just, it's getting disgusting at this point, man. But you built a great audience and callers and regulars. And now it's coming to an end.
It is actually sad the way that you say that. I wish that it wasn't in that regard. Like, I wish people can just still listen and call. I hope that some will, you too, Chris, but I understand that that may not be the case.
And then before I get to that, my best point quickly, tomorrow I'm just going to talk my farewell. I'm not talking sports. But, one thing will help if, maybe, who knows, maybe this is the way Spike is maneuvering something around, you leave, you come back on the 24th whistling, happy to work, you're getting people a thumbs up on the street, listen to music, and maybe for some reason that key card might not work when you come to the Fed. And maybe it might be a way to getting you out of here.
Yeah, maybe. You never know.
It's sad, man. Yeah. But, look, this is, you got me fired up from the beginning of the night, and it just made me want to bang my head on the steering wheel, I was listening somewhat, and then I had to go to my job, and I wasn't listening, it was a perfect game, but this is exactly how we are just screwed in life as Mets fans. And even though it was against, Oakland, it doesn't matter, man. Like, this is – even the season they're going through right now, nothing like this works for us. And this is why I hate the Mets. I really just hate this team. I hate this franchise. I don't care if God himself owns it. It doesn't matter anymore, man. I tell you, it's cursed or we're jinxed or we're screwed in life forever. And whenever, they can have a bad season. Like, we always talk about this with the Yankees. Even bad seasons, they still sneak into a playoff and they still give us. And then even like this, they give their fans something. They don't give us anything. They don't give us joy.
My initial reaction, you're exactly right, Chris. And as always, thank you for the kind words. Look forward to talking to you again tomorrow where you can, say your goodbyes and tell me how much you're going to miss me. But my initial thought was when watching the Herman Perfect game was I hate the Mets. And that's it. Now, obviously, I don't really hate the Mets, but you know what I mean? All the pain that they've caused, all the frustration. Why can't we enjoy some moments for a change? By the way, John Boy, who I'm a huge fan of, I love John Boy and Jake and Talking Yanks and all that stuff. John Boy, I just saw a tweet from 32 minutes ago. He goes, up at 3 a.m. with the newborn. He just had a newborn. Congratulations. He goes up at 3 a.m. with a newborn to check on the Yankees game. First game that he completely fell asleep before it started. Imagine that. One of the biggest Yankee fans around fell asleep, understandably so, because he's got a newborn. Falls asleep, West Coast start, newborn, completely falls asleep, and he misses a perfecto. Oh, that's a rough one.
This is why you start an overnight job right as your wife is having a baby, so you don't even have the option of sleeping in the middle of the night.
It's exactly right. God, I mean, that's you nailed it, Fleeks. I that's another thing that people, don't really understand. I know I've talked about it a couple times, but I have been doing 5 overnights a week essentially since my daughter has been born. Like, it's not just, 2 years, 2.5 years. It is the entirety of my daughter's life. I've been doing this grueling overnight shift. So, that will hopefully help things as well, getting to spend more time with her. But, and even then in the beginning, man, I just remember my wife being up all night, me being up all night, and at the end it was still during the pandemic, so I was doing a bunch of shows from home. And just a very odd experience. All in the rear view now, baby. One more hour plus one more night. I'll miss you guys, though. Really. I'll miss every one of you. And I mean that. No, I will miss it. Some of it. A lot of it I'll miss. Get me till 5 a.m. tomorrow morning. Are you kidding me? I'm going to be bouncing out of here. All right, see you guys later. I may not even sleep tomorrow. Goodbye, overnight. Here you go, C-Mac. Have at it. Go get him, big boy.
We know what we think. What do you think? Call the Fan at 877-337-6666. Powered by Superbook Sports. Visit superbook.com.
Sal Licata back on the Fan, 877-337-6666. Go to 5 a.m., the warm-up show with Al and Jerry Domingo. Her mom throws a perfect game for the Yankees. They get back on track, beating the hapless A's, but a perfecto, 24th in the history of the sport. Think of how many games there are in Major League Baseball history. I mean, think about how many there are this week or this year. I mean, it's crazy to think about the amount of games that have been played, and you only have 24 perfect games, and that's what we saw last night, some history from the New York Yankees. And, of course, the Mets, you know, the Yankees make history. The Mets are history. Steve Cohen talks about, you know, the team, where they're at this year, and you know, obviously we know where that is. It's not anywhere any good. I still believed, at least before last night, that the Mets had a run in them, and I still do have to believe that at some point, they have a little bit of a run in them. But the problem is it's got to come over the next few weeks and show that maybe they're worth investing in at least getting some bullpen arms, which could help them out tremendously. But bottom line is they're not going anywhere. They're dead. We know this. I told you this for a while now. Since they lost that second game that Scherzer started, that they had a 4-1 lead against Atlanta, you know, against the Braves in Atlanta. That, to me, was the end for the Mets. Maury is calling from Belmore. What's up, Maury?
I don't know what I'm going to miss the most. The fact that you help Stu walk through his issues. He doesn't need to go through any support because you help him. Or the banter between the boys. But, yeah, you know, as much as you're saying you're excited to run out the door, you know you're going to miss this.
I am.
You know you are. Because this is what you cut your teeth on.
Correct.
This is where you made it. This is where you did it.
I agree with that, Maury. As a matter of fact, I was just thinking about that during the break. There is something to be said about building a following and building an audience. Now, I don't know by the numbers, but I could tell by the reaction from you guys, especially the ones who call. You know, it's been something that it was not there in the very beginning, and it took a little while to build up, and now you're doing it for 2.5 years. There's no doubt that I'm going to miss it.
It's like when Hendry got pinched in Goodfellas.
Yeah.
Hey, Hendry, you did good, Hendry. Anyway, so listen, we saw it all. I'm looking forward to it. I hope the callers can handle the smoke during the day. But we'll be listening.
Well, they'll be. Stuff. I don't know if they can handle it or not, but they're getting it.
Oh, they're getting it. I can't wait. And, you know, the funny thing is when people call in and say, listen, you can't change the show. The truth is, you know, you got sponsors during the day. There's things you got to do. You got to squeeze in time. But I'm hoping you could do, like, you know, the overnight second or the overnight minute at some point during the day, once a week, to say, hey, to my loonies overnight, come join me. Something like that.
Well, I mean, I hope that everybody, I don't know, look, even if you have to listen to the free Odyssey app on Rewind or whatever, I hope that everybody that likes me and has enjoyed listening to this show, matter of fact, even if you don't like me, if you enjoyed listening to the show or were entertained by it, I hope that they listen some way, somehow moving forward. And sure, I'd love to hear from you guys at that hour.
Yeah, and the good thing is you came in while the Twitters and the social media started. So I think it was a good way to start the build. So, look, good luck. I'll be listening. Make sure you get that contract page, get the parking page, and make sure they take care of everything. And you're probably going to be living in the city, I think, if your wife really wants to get closer.
So, yeah, well, that's... Thank you, Maury. First of all, I appreciate it very much. Thank you for the kind words and for listening and for taking the time to call. You know, that's the next thing now. I got to decide what we're going to do. Are we going to move? Are we going to try to stick... Or am I going to try to stick it out with the commute? I don't know. These are all things that, to be honest with you, since I found this out, which was, what, 2 weeks ago, I guess? Yeah, 2 weeks ago, I think today, as a matter of fact, is now Thursday. Since I found that out, it's basically been nonstop as far as just trying to comprehend what's going on, digest it all, get everything in order that I need to get in order. I had a planned trip last weekend in what otherwise would have been a great weekend to kind of sit back with my wife and think about all those plans and kind of take it all in and see. But, you know, we went out east, which was great as well, but it was a vacation. It wasn't like I could sit there and get things done. I'm going to have to do that now this weekend probably. But anyway, that's, I'm sure you don't really give a crap about that, but that is, you know, this is a life-changing thing here with this, the shift, the new schedule. So I got to figure out how I'm going to adjust moving forward. Paul is calling from Yonkers. What's up, Paul?
Hey, Sal, good. Excuse my voice. Good luck to you.
Thank you, Paul.
First, I'm just curious how I wish this Yankee game was on one of their services that they don't have the right to.
You wanted this on Apple TV? Oh.
Yes, the Yankees, instead of showing it nine times today, the Yankees would have lost the rights to it. That would have been what they deserved. That's number one.
That's not nice, Paul.
Yes, it is. Mm. Number two, Steve Cohen. All he had to do was say, I bought the Mets. I didn't have a clue what I was doing. I invented I was going to win a World Series in 5 years. I have no shot. I put all my eggs in one basket for Ohtani for next year, and his team noticed it this year.
You know, the problem is, Paul, with Ohtani now, is that why would he want to come to a losing team? We didn't know that he would want to come into the East Coast, we still don't know what Ohtani is thinking, right? But let's assume that Ohtani said, you know what, I want to be open to the East Coast, and, you know, the Mets are obviously going to be the highest bidder or could be the highest bidder if Steve Cohen wants him. And I've been saying all along that Cohen will not be outbid for Ohtani. Doesn't mean he's going to get him, but it will not be outbid. But now there's a whole nother factor at play. The Mets, who were coming off a successful season, have now been a total flop. If you're Ohtani and you're looking at this from the outside, you're thinking, maybe not.
One more thing that he said today, and don't say it. I'm not going to help this team this year. Everybody's telling me it's early. It's June. And you sit there and say, if we were 16 games behind, I'm not going to do nothing this year. Why are you saying that?
What do you mean? What do you want him to say?
I don't want to hear it. That's all.
But he's being honest. What do you want him to say? He's going to go for it? I thought that was actually good that he said, you know what, if we're not in it, I'm going to consider selling.
Yeah. Really? I just said, come on. Make me make-believe that you're going to do something.
Well, but Paul, why do you want to hear make-believe when the reality is if they're out of it, you know, out of the wild card spot by the trade deadline, why would you want to hear him go all in or try to add on to this team that's dead?
So now I'll make you hang up on me. So that'll be my last memory. He didn't bring in Judge.
Here we go.
That's right.
Stop it, Paul. Get lost, Paul. Get lost, you moron. Oh, I know he loves that. You're not really a moron, Paul, but I figured you wanted that. You got to give them what they want. You know what I mean, Marco?
I am aware.
Get lost. I don't know why people love that.
I don't know. You made a whole thing on it, though, so it's good.
I didn't do it on purpose. You. I mean.
Well, I don't know.
I'm embarrassed by it. I did it earlier on purpose, the first caller of the day. Cubs fan getting on me saying, stop whining. I let him have it. Figured for old time's sake. Let it out now.
Well, play the hits, man. It turns you into a big time, midday guy. I mean, you play the hits.
Well, because the next time I yell at somebody like that, it might be BT on the other end of it.
It might work out really well, too.
See how that goes over? Yeah. When we have our show meeting, Spike, can we build a barrier between the two of us just in case things get a little, you know, I don't want any altercations here. I'm looking forward to it. But yeah, people love the yelling. I told you. People love the yelling. I don't even have the voice for it anymore, especially at this hour. And you start to lose your voice a little bit after a while. Tomorrow, we're going out in style, Marco. 5-hour marathon.
Again, with the this hour. I feel like you've just been nudging at me all night.
You've
been nudging at me all week. Never mind all night.
No, that's not true.
Yeah.
You're going home at 4 o'clock. I mean, who are you kidding? And by the way, you're hosting your own show. You'll be actually the first one to take over for me on Monday, right?
I guess,
but
it's one day. It's not like it's, you know.
Well, I'm just saying, you're going to be the first voice that people, you know, maybe some people don't know. They'll be looking for me on Monday morning, and it's going to be, hey, Sal's gone. It's Marco.
Yeah. And they'll be like, what the hell just happened? Man, it is a holiday week. Oof.
Oh, man. I'll miss you the most. No, I won't. See y'all later.
So you've had one foot out the door for, I don't even know, basically since I saw you a couple days ago.
I sometimes at work at SNY, you know, because I have a desk there, I'll sit there and I just look at my calendar and I stare at it. And I look at the calendar and say, one, you know, I count down, one. So I can't wait to cross it off. And there's one left.
So you get a desk too?
And at SNY I do. I wonder if that's going to happen. I don't think I have an office or anything. I was asking BT, I was like, where's the office? She's like, oh, we got to get one. I'm like, well, what do you mean you don't have the office? So we'll work on that. But yeah, I have a nice desk over at SNY. You should come visit one of these days.
I work in, when the sun's out, you got a desk.
You have your own little office back here. You're always in your own office.
The closet?
Yeah.
That's not mine. I share that closet.
Oh.
With everybody.
Well, okay.
Yeah. Have you ever gone in that closet?
I've been in there, yeah.
Yeah.
I've had conversations with Ack usually in there. He shuts the door and starts talking, but it is very close confines.
Yeah, it's tight and lonely.
Yeah, you'll be all right. You'll survive.
Lonely.
You, C-Mac, you could bond. Fleegs, I feel bad for Fleegs more than anybody because now he's, you know, he's the Mets fan. And now you're going to have Keith on before, you know, obviously Keith stays in the evenings, leading into another Yankee fan in C-Mac. You're a Yankee fan, and now Fleegs is on an island by himself with the Mets. Are you worried about this at all, Fleegs?
I mean, I'm just, as a Mets fan, you just assume, like you were opening the show with, everything's going to be awful forever, so.
Right.
Just keep rolling with the punches.
It's also not good timing for it. Had this been last year, Fleegs, you could handle it a little bit better. This year now, it's, oh, God.
Right, you keep telling me every night the Yankees are going to win the World Series. I'm going to come in here. Well, actually, no, I will not be here. Let's just, I'll be sick in October.
Yeah, oh, man. The Yankees World Series run.
You got nothing to worry about here.
Stop. They're winning it all. You know it. As much as I say I don't hate the Yankees anymore, and I don't, when it starts to get close, you know, the Yankees get to the World Series, the rumblings start. Like, then it starts to build up. You know what I mean?
That's totally fair. I said the same thing to you last year. I told you, I grew up hating the Mets. Truly hating.
Through the 80s?
Oh, yeah. I mean, those teams, like I said, I mentioned it a million times. Those teams, the Keith Hernandez, the Wally Backman.
What about Doc and Darryl? Do you have a problem?
Yeah, I hated everybody. Tim Tuffle shaking his ass every time he got the box. Yeah, that whole team, I hated.
The Tuffle Shuffle. I hated it.
I hated all of it. I hated everything about. You get older. I didn't care anymore.
Right.
Plus, the Mets, you know, didn't dominate. They didn't own the city anymore. But I will admit, like last year, they get into the playoffs.
Fans start going nuts.
You get into October and you hear all the chatter, especially around, you know, these halls, because I feel like you guys are cockroaches. You crawl out from everywhere, all the Mets fans here. Yeah, it gets to be where it's like, what? That's enough.
Don't you think, though, because Fleegs and I were having this conversation, don't you think that sports fans just say, you know, because they were even, you know, I'm a Mets fan. There are Mets fans that make me want to root against the Mets. You know what I mean? Like, there are sports fans that just irk you by nature. If they're not, I don't know the right way. Fleegs, what were we talking about before? Like, how would you put it? But there are fans
there are fans that, as a Mets fan, they make me want to root against my own team. Like, I hate, like, it's not the Yankees team I can't stand outside of Roger Clemens.
It's the Yankees fans.
It's the Yankees fans.
Right.
But I also will understand, like, and Marco's the kind of Yankee fan that'll admit the same thing. There are Yankees fans that he can't stand, the way there are Mets fans that you and I cannot stand.
Right, 100%, but I think it does come back to this. Not so much for Fleegs as much, but you and I, we have this issue. We just don't like people.
Right.
So once you start opening your mouth and you start talking...
Don't leave me out of this party.
Really? See, I feel like Fleegs, I feel like we have more anger. I feel like you're a nicer person than we are.
It comes across as nicer, but
I was giving
down,
you some
though.
Credit here. I'm not a nice person. So the hatred comes in, and you start to just, you know, it irks at you. And it partly becomes with people speaking.
I don't think it's the people. I think it's there is something about the annoyance of the sports fan when it's like when they're having too much fun or enjoying things too much. It's like, all right, enough. Calm down. Like, come back down to earth. No sports fan should be that happy. If I can't enjoy it, then why are you enjoying it? I think there's some of that. So it is the fan.
For me, with the Yankee fans, it's almost the opposite of that. A Yankees fan has never had a bad day in their life, and all they do is complain. Like, Sal, think if a Yankee fan had to go through 1/100th of the garbage you and I have had to sit through and tolerate.
Right. You know, they get mad at a 92-win season. And that's like a high watermark in Mets history. Wow, they won 90 games that year? Holy cow. Yankees win 92. It's like everybody should be fired. This is not good enough.
We're being run through a wood chipper 24/7, and they're complaining about like one tiny splinter in their pinky finger.
Yeah.
Once a decade.
Let me tell you. Raise your expectations, losers. Like, what do you want
from
me?
But they have. This is what happens. The expectations were raised. They have been raised. And they fall flat on their face again. It's embarrassing. It's sickening. Enough of it already. I've had it. And then Domingo Germán throws a perfect game. Like, come on. Is there any more kicks to the groin that the Met fan can take from the sports gods? I've had enough.
Especially us. Like, we're the two Mets fans that are, hey, we still love what Steve Cohen is doing. We understand the long-term vision.
Right.
We're willing to be patient. And then we still have to sit there. We're texting through this game like, can you believe this guy's about to throw a perfect game?
I can't believe it. Domingo Germán. The Mets have had some of the great pitchers of all time suit up in their uniform, and they can't sniff a perfect game. Domingo Germán goes out there and spins one. Come on.
He's got good stuff.
DeGrom went to Oakland last year and got shelled.
Right. Exactly. In a game that, you know, I just got off the flight.
Across the Mets, the division.
I was in the Uber or the cab to the hotel in Oakland to go watch the Mets the next day. I thought about going to that game. DeGrom's getting shelled. It cost them. That blew the division. That was part of it. Jacob DeGrom. Domingo Germán's throwing a perfect game against this team. Come on. It's not right. Maybe Jerry's right. There aren't any sports gods. Because what kind of sports gods would do this? This torture.
And loving.
It just doesn't end. The rich get richer. I'm tired of it.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming and 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.